whoever wants to give me a bracha. Take me brachas. Go back, go to America, and come back safely.
Whoa.
Want to give me a bracha?
Whoa. Did you join
a bracha
club?
No, I need you bracha from you. I made a bracha already.
Fine.
Let's see the Chavis Chaim. It says,
where are you holding?
I'm holding Parakeh, the second part of Parakeh.
Chapter 5.
Chapter 5. It says, Hisham ben Egesas, be careful from getting taras.
From getting what?
Taras. Tara'at. A white blemish. SARS. SARS. So it says afterwards, Zachar es asher asalcha among. Zachar es asher asalchim l'Miriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So why is one pasuk say, don't speak Lashon Hara? And the next pasuk says right afterwards, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What's the connection? The connection is that the reason why Miriam got taras is because she spoke Lashon Hara. It makes the Kav Chaim. If Miriam spoke Lashon Hara by someone who is smaller than her, because it says younger than her, I said here, the Chazal say, you must have been smaller than her. And it says that. And still she got such a punishment. All the more so if you speak Lashon Hara about someone who's greater than you, how bad it is to speak against him. Also says, even when she spoke, nobody heard her speak, it says. Only a Kaddish Baruch. Even Aaron didn't hear her speak, I guess. It says, only a Kaddish Baruch heard her speak. It says, Vayishma Hashem. So all the more so someone who speaks in public, they're going to get punished. Also the pasuk in Kohelet says, Kohelet is hey. It says, do not let your mouth make your flesh sin. Don't let your mouth make your flesh sin. It says, don't speak Lashon Hara, because then your entire body is going to get afflicted. Afflicted. Either way, it's not good. Yeah, so it sounds like taras, even though you only saw it in one spot, it sounds like it afflicted the whole body. It was like a disease. That's a chazal amasha. It sounds like, it says, don't let your tongue and your mouth afflict your whole body. It says, al titin, this is referring to Miriam. Like I said, by Miriam. And then the positive of al tamen fnei ha-malach, kishagi. Don't say when the malach comes upon, it's a scary pasuk in Kehelet. It says, don't let your mouth make you sin and make your whole body have issues. And don't tell when the malach comes to hit you, oh, kishagi, it's a mistake. I said it by mistake. I didn't really mean it. Don't come afterwards with excuses. Be careful before you speak Lashon Hara. It's a scary pasuk. It says, referring to Miriam, that on Lashon Hara that she said on Moshe Rabbeinu. And even then, the Chazal told us somewhere else, it wasn't even such bad Lashon Hara. It was just she was equating Moshe Rabbeinu on the level of other Nevi'im. So just like other Nevi'im don't have to separate from their wives, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, she sinned with her mouth and all her Evarim got lakud, they got hit, they got flogged. Like I said, Miriam, and this is what the positive says, don't let your mouth sin, let your flesh sin. Shemar Pilo Shem. Fine, Shkaya. Now, let's see the two Eitzos, look with the Eitzos.
And where are you holding?
Look with the Eitzos, Emes and Amuna, number 11, Yudah. We said this yesterday, but it's important to say it again. E'efshar liskas l'amuna shalem. It's impossible to reach full emuna. Kim al yedei shetzabayim l'tzadikim hadar amitim. Only if you come through the real tzadikim in the dar. To come to the tzadikim. Ki kol ikar emunis Yisrael, because the main emunis Yisrael mamshicham him l'adar, they draw to the whole generation. Ki heim klal yis ha'kudus yodei ha'dekdush. Yud beis. Emes ve'emuna heim b'chidas alpin yihirin. Emes and emuna are like shiny faces. B'chidas simcha. The aspect of simcha. You have emes and emuna, and you have simcha. B'chidas chayim, you have life. For once a person gets these lights of Adpin Nihiran, you get Hashem shines down on you a shining face, and you're happy once you have Emes and Emuna, then you get long days. The opposite is also true. Sheker Mekatzer Yavim. Sheker cuts a person's days. Ki Sheker Mechines Misa. Sheker, the aspect of death, Adpin Chashiran, black, dark face of a desire, Rahmana Slan. Fine, Baruch Hashem, that was good. Fine. First, I want to thank Hashem. And everybody else here. Baruch Hashem, we learned so much man because we learned this man. To make sure to thank Hashem, not forget to thank him. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to thank Hashem. We're going to see him. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. After the break, after Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Be'ez Hashem, he spoke to Rosh Chodesh Kohen. So he's ready. Wow. He's invited already before us. So he said, Be'ez Hashem, he wants to come and he's going to speak. So Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have a seeing. Probably over here. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which in English is, I don't know. It's Lamed. I'm not sure it's Lamed or Aleph. Sunday, one second. Okay, calendars. One second. Ear, I meant. Aleph ear.
What?
If somebody, or I'm going to come back a week before then, so we're going to try to see. There's a few different people organizing. So far, nothing's happened. All the organizers aren't going to be doing anything.
And you don't know. Mashiach is coming.
But yeah, he's going
to
be back before me. I'm saying he's coming back next week.
No, he'll be in charge of it. He needs anybody to help.
Yeah, so Michael Paul's already offered to help a little bit, and he was just catering a little bit. And different people offered. We'll see if anybody who's going to be zayfa to get the mitzvah. Why is coming? Anybody want? Yeah, but Ezra, no, he's coming. But Ezra Hashem, Mashiach will come to see him on Rosh Chodesh. Yes, yeah, so everyone, whoever, we're going to try to finish this week and next week to is Reb Gedalia. And try to finish on your own, whatever you don't finish. It's just a God at the Gemara over Pesach.
Last day of the
barbecue.
Thursday.
And when are we coming back?
I don't know for sure we're coming back, but we'll come back a little bit before. But either way, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, for sure we'll be back by 30 Nisan. So really, it's 30th Nisan, Sunday the 19th. Sunday, April 19th, is the 30th of Nisan. We want to make a scene on Makkos. And the next day, Aleph. ER start. So for sure we'll be back by Sunday. Could be we'll have to be back earlier.
When does
Ben's Monday start? Ben's Monday starts with Chodesh Nisan, which is technically next Thursday is the last day.
It seems the 19th.
We want to start with Sechlis Beitza the 20th. That's the plan. How long is Ben's Monday? Usually it's to be a month. Usually it's for Chodesh Nisan. Here, they sometimes start a few days earlier, so we'll let you know. They may start a few days before that. But as of now, but either way, this team, even if we start a few days earlier, we'll try to finish, we'll review Makkos. The team will be, that's the Shem.
It's on the 19th of
April, which is on a Sunday, 19th, April 30, Nisan, which is also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It's the first day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's the 30th day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then right, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So that's the team, so get your. Maybe if you offer your house, we'll be happy to do it in your house. If you're willing to do it in your house, so tell you Rishua call him before. So we'll have to cut, because Rishua call wants to know. He said he needs to know like a week before. And we'll run it around the rabbis when the scene would be. It's not really around us. Whenever the rabbis can come.
You gotta have
the bus to take this kid. It's right here. Fine, Shkef. Fine, everybody. Learning with me. Shkef, let's come see
you. Your house.
I might leave in a few minutes. I'm not sure. I don't know. I might be around a little bit, but I'm moving tonight. I'm going to be back probably.
Everything's going to happen here.